Track 10. What's the story? A bit of local history. What follows is the story of a notorious lady from Heatherset who, because of various criminal offences, found herself transported to the other side of the globe. You may have heard the phrase rope and pulley. Well, here's Dorothy to tell us the story of Elizabeth Pulley.
Norfolk Family History Research throws up some fascinating rags to riches stories. One of the best local stories surrounds the Australian dynasty of the Rope Pulley families. It is a story of criminality, transportation, and ultimate redemption. A modest grave in a small churchyard on the other side of the world is key to the story of one of Norfolk's most notorious residents. Elizabeth Pulley was born in Heatherset in 1763, and when she was just 17, she received her first conviction for theft. The Norfolk Chronicle newspaper states that on the 1st of July 1780, Elizabeth was committed to Norwich Castle for stealing a variety of goods from a private house. This was only the beginning, however, of what became a one-woman crime wave as Elizabeth came up before the courts time after time. In July 1780, she was found guilty of stealing clothes and was sent to Wyndham Bridewell Prison, now the Wyndham Heritage Museum, for 3 weeks, followed by a public whipping in Wyndham Marketplace. A year later, Elizabeth was before the courts again for stealing from the house of Samuel Pig Lithing, a weaver of Heatherset. She was sentenced to 12 months hard labour in the Aylsham House of Correction. In 1783, she was tried for entering a house and stealing cheese, bacon, raisins, flour and a variety of other goods. This time things were very serious for her as she was sentenced to be hanged. Elizabeth was reprieved and imprisoned in Norwich Castle until November 1786, when it was ordered that she should be taken to Plymouth and transported on H.M. Dunkirk, a rotting hulk, for the new settlement of Botany Bay in Australia. On the 2nd of March the following year, Elizabeth set off for her new life, but she couldn't throw off the old one. She was described as one of a batch of five especially violent women called the Fighting Five, all of whom caused trouble on the voyage. Before setting off for Australia, the vessel was moored at Portsmouth and Elizabeth was caught going with the sailors. She was transferred for the voyage to HMS Friendship. Elizabeth certainly didn't clean up her act, and was then caught getting into bed with a seaman, for which she was placed back in irons and handcuffed to another woman. Elizabeth arrived in Botany Bay on the 20th of January 1788, after a journey lasting over 10 months. Even then, the locations in and around Botany Bay were found to be unsuitable. Other safe coves were sorted out, and eventually they came to what the governor referred to as the finest harbour in the world. It had excellent spring water, and the ships were able to anchor close to the shore. The governor named the cove Sydney. On arrival in Sydney Cove, the women were kept on the transports, while the main male convicts were landed and occupied with setting up a camp. According to Lieutenant Bower Smythe, the men convicts got to them sooner after they landed. Elizabeth Pulley was reported to have been found under a tree with three men. One of the men, Anthony Rope, seduced Elizabeth. Anthony Rope was born in 1763 in Rockford, Essex. He was employed as a labourer. At the age of 26, he was tried by the Essex Lent Assizes for burglary and stealing, and was sentenced to be transported. To cut a long story short, Anthony and Elizabeth were married on the 19th of May 1788 at St Philip's, Sydney. Elizabeth bore a child, the first of their eight offspring, Robert, in 1788 at Sydney Cove. It is thought that Robert was the first white child to be conceived and born on Australian soil. A few months later, Anthony and Elizabeth built their own home. A hut with cabbage tree palm framework and walls of clay and loam mortar strengthened with wiry grass. A coat of whitewash and a roof of rushes from Rushcutters Bay completed it. Anthony was granted 70 acres of land at the ponds in 1792. In the granting of land to convicts whose sentence had expired, Governor Phillip carefully selected those who were likely to prove successful in agricultural pursuits. In a flood of 1817, Anthony and Elizabeth lost their stock, crops and home and were forced to sell most of their farm. Despite this, they made a formidable team and rebuilt a farmstead, becoming successful in their own rights. Elizabeth died in 1837 and is buried next to her son William and granddaughter Eliza Frost in Castlereagh Cemetery near Penrith. Anthony died on the 20th of April 1843 at Castlereagh and is also buried at Castlereagh Cemetery. His headstone no longer exists, but that of Elizabeth remains located in the middle of the cemetery. There is much more to the rope pulley story, and a fuller article is available on the Heatherset Village website at www.heatherset.org.uk.
Thank you, Dorothy.